Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Welcome. Good morning. I'm so excited today that the Carry Moments podcast is discussing life-changing benefits of quantum healing with Bill Nolan of Planet Bioscan. Now, there's a link in the description of the show, so please do check it out. Now, Bill Nolan, certified energy work specialist, licensed spiritual healer, coach, he has a BS from the New York Institute of Technology, and Bill has been involved in inflammatory stress work and is highly integrated into higher concepts and spiritual work. Now, Bill, like many of us, has led an eclectic life, to say the least. Originally from New York, he's lived all over the USA. Bill worked for a consulting firm and has helped Fortune 500 company firms along with smaller private companies. Then, escaping from Hurricane Katrina, he moved to Phoenix, Arizona, working with traditional health clinics and then moving into new technology-driven modalities, which this is absolutely amazing me, and I truly love it. And he has fused his desires for service to others and animals, truth-seeking perfection, and business ownership with Planet Bioscan. And after working in emerging biotechnological industries. I guess I haven't had enough coffee today. That does not roll off the tongue, Bill, and I apologize. He continues to search for ways to improve human and animal conditions. Planet Bioscan and its practitioners do not diagnose, treat, or otherwise prescribe for any disease, condition, or illness, or perform any act that would constitute the practice of medicine for which a license is required. Now, their services involve energy work procedures, which include stress reduction protocols, relaxation techniques, and pain management to reduce the stressors that may accompany systems. Now, we are going to discuss quantum healing and why it is so persuasive in causing deep-rooted change. And my personal understanding is there is some give and take in this practitioner-client relationship in which lies in the quantum field and our ability to believe in our own healing process. And what that means is I don't have to have a PhD in quantum physics in order to greatly benefit from my practitioner. Bill, welcome to the Caring Moments podcast. How are you this morning?
I am very groovy, thank you. I just love when that English gal comes on and announces us. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, that British babe. I love that accent. I don't care who's speaking it. I love to listen to it. So,
I know,
Bill,
they can't even say
friend.
Bad things about you and it sounds good.
No. Isn't that the truth?
I know.
It is. That is the truth. That's the truth. Now, we're not going to say bad things about you. We want to talk. We want to learn about you and Planet Bioscan and how this actually can help deep-rooted change. And, you know, and you work with people and animals and nature with this, with what you do. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what it is that you do?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, to fill in what you said there about the cooperation nature, but you don't need to have a degree in quantum physics. That was pretty succinct. Yeah, that was really good. I'm proud of you.
Yes.
The only thing I would add is, and you know, we don't want to make this complicated. On one hand, it is; on the other hand, it isn't. But this work is much like hypnotherapy session, except, now the hypnotherapists don't want to hear this, but I'm utilizing a computer and myself. It's an interface between myself, the person, and the computer. Because people are electrical beings and the computer's electric, and with your signature, your electrical signature, much like your fingerprints, which is your name, your birthday, and where you were born, that's how the computer finds you in what we call subspace or non-locality, long distance.
Okay.
But the subconscious factor is, on one hand, you don't have to necessarily be aware and agree with everything that's going on, but your subconscious does, and that's what we're tapping into. So, and that's very, gets into very fascinating rabbit holes, because it, human beings are very weird creatures, because we're driven by our subconscious, and yet, of course, being subconscious, we're often, more times than not, unaware of what's driving us or how we really feel, or we're consciously masking things. And it's not a head game, but we just, the real beauty of this work is to get to the, drill down deep to find the links and the causes for the problems and the stresses. And this does that beautifully.
Now, it's interesting as a hypnotherapist that you say
I was waiting for that. You were very polite.
I like your choice of words, Bill. No, but you know what? I think any hypnotherapist worth their salt is all about anything that creates causative change. And as long as my client has to understand, they don't have to understand how hypnosis works, right? Because everything is
right.
at a subconscious level. Our subconscious sees everything 24/7. And we're not, there's just like so much information coming in. And we only get what we are, you know, constantly, you know, where we are consciously focusing our attention. We'd have no idea where our subconscious is. So hypnotherapy is an awesome modality. And a lot of people think that hypnosis is woo-woo when it isn't. It is actually backed by science, and it does help cure a lot of different things. But what I love about, what I really love about what you do is, like hypnotherapy, you actually don't have to believe that it works. You just have to believe in your own ability to heal. Is that right?
Right, and if someone doesn't, on my end, I can help enhance that, because, again, I'll find out why, and then send electromagnetic frequencies to assist that. And also, that was well put, I don't ever claim that this is the be-all and end-all. It's a great tool. Often it will find things that conventional ways and means cannot. It may miss some very obvious ones, quite frankly. And that's okay, too, so we team up.
Right. You know, but I think in missing some of the bigger things, it's because the bigger things aren't really the issue. It's the smaller things that cause the bigger things. So figuring out the smaller things kind of alleviates the bigger.
Well put.
What do you
think?
What do you think?
I think,
I don't know.
I think that's very, that's very true.
I don't know. Yeah. What I know fits on the head of a pin. What I don't know would fill
a That's a giant pin, but that's a giant pin, Miss Karen. I've seen it. It's huge.
Well, do you know there? What kind of dis-ease or bodily disorders have you worked with and seen great benefit from?
Sure have, or I wouldn't be doing it. I've been doing this for a while now, actually. You know, there's a
lot of years.
Well, you know, over 10, and people are stunned because they've never even heard of this. We have a we have a project called Help Is On The Way, a film and TV project, and we want to present to the world up and coming and brand new technologies, inventions, and people, and even some animal therapists that are out there that people have either never even heard of or aren't sure are legit. But I mention that because there's a lot of cool stuff that's been around that people haven't heard of, they think is new. And as long as they hear of it, that's the point. But there's just so many things, including this, that aren't known yet that people, when they hear it, think it's brand new, and it's not. So it's just kind of interesting that way. But I want to say also, if I didn't articulate it well enough, I believe in using a holistic approach, which in my definition, that means the best tools for the right time in any given time. So if people can, you know, I encourage them to, if they have the time and money and inclination, to utilize as much modalities that are legitimate and resonate with them as possible, because it's always a collaborative effort.
It's true. It is true. You know, it's like for, and I'll just give a quick example, like somebody who wants to quit smoking, right? I am not a hypnotherapist, not me personally, but hypnotherapy is usually last on their list. You know, they'll try absolutely everything, and then they go to a hypnotherapist, and it works. And it's because that it was, you know, this has to work, you know. So we keep trying different things until we find what works for us. The thing is, whether or not they came to a hypnotist first or second or 20th, it doesn't really matter. All that matters is that they found their way there and they are working their way back to optimum health, no matter what. So I would think that, too, for you, for somebody who was, you know, super sick, that they've tried everything. And it feels like, you know, what you do is their very last hope. And I think that that also has a lot to do with somebody's healing. And the fact that they haven't heard about it, I think, is really sad because it has been around for a very long time. And I think it's really important, you know, to check out all modalities, especially if you're fighting something, you know, some horrific disease, you know, that it is, try it. You know, it's not going to hurt you to try it. You know, I'd rather do this than take medicine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this can't hurt you. Well, on that note, for a long time, theme was how most people arrived to my computer. I was going to say doorstep, but nowadays computer.
Right, yeah, COVID.
Because they were desperate. In all honesty, they were desperate. This last year in particular, because this works long distance and people were shut in, I guess this is really why. A lot of other people started coming to this work anyway. So blessing, sort of a minute blessing in disguise this past year for this type of service. So, yes,
right.
Most people often try this as desperate. But now it's starting to catch on more, and people who have a mindset of prevention or let's cut to the chase, call me first. So that's started to change, and that's cool.
That is very cool. Good for you. Now, what types of things have you helped people with?
Okay, well, this encompasses the totality of being, the entire human condition. I'm trying to sound fancy, but
it can help
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It can help a lot with the physical. But I concentrate a lot on the non-physical. And then in turn, often the physical gets better. So my specialty has been this past year working on the emotional, psychological, and spiritual aspects of us all. And in particular, diving deep into the pineal gland. Simply because, in all honesty, when I started to do that, I had tremendous success. When it was just going after the physical ailments for people, in all honesty, just like any other type of practice, it could be problematic. I had success, but we had misses. And so I delved deeper into the other aspect, other dimensions of our being. And but hopefully to answer your question more, there some things just really require, quote-unquote, the old-fashioned, unquote, way. In other words, say your tooth is rotting. You need to go in there physically and take care of that. Oh, I'll give you a fast example, too, of prevention and then intervention. A friend of ours was complaining of chest pains. Went to her conventional, regular doc. They didn't see anything. She asked me to scan and help her. I saw enough there to feel justified to ask her to get a second opinion. She did, a specialist. That week she went in for heart surgery. So.
Wow.
Because, well, yes, and it's not a mocking of conventional. It is, but what I'm trying to convey is, at first people always go, oh, yeah, it's better. No, no, again, team effort, collaborate. This equipment dives deeper than conventional. So two things. I'll see things that the typical conventional equipment hasn't picked up yet. And so that's awesome. And also for prevention, we go as far as what we're going to call quantum work. In our definition here, it's measuring the smallest amount of possible measurable energy. So we're seeing things really on an atomic and subatomic level. And it's dramatic. It looks dramatic to me, so I see it, but it's not. It hasn't come to the surface yet, but I want to know so we can prevent it from manifesting into linear, tangible, bad effects. So in that case, though, I saw enough factors from my experience to know there's something really there that the conventional equipment didn't pick up. And luckily, she took heed and then went to a specialist, and they caught it in time. So it was a great win-win for everyone. But there's hopefully an example of a kind of a cool thing this can help people with.
You know, and the fact that, you know, you don't claim to practice medicine, but telling your friend to go get a second opinion based on something that you saw and that she listened to you, and I mean, that might have saved her life, and I think that's a fabulous thing. Yeah, no, it is.
I made sure
and
she put me in her room. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, you know, what we call modern medicine isn't really, you know, it is, we can get into all kinds of topics about that, and I really want to stay surface level because, you know, my personal belief with modern medicine and not that it's all a crapshoot, but I mean, I love my doc and I need my doc, and I would never not. But my doc also understands that there's other things that I would like to try, you know, allopathic, naturopathic, you know, and things like this. And he would have no problem with that. But some doctors do have issues with that, and I think that that's really sad, you know, because I don't know if it's the God complex or what, but I think once people begin to understand that they are in charge of their health and they can say you're wrong to their doctor, and they can fight it. I fight mine all the time. And he still he adores me. Believe me, he does.
No. You?
Yeah, I know, right? Who would have thought? But no, seriously, you know, this is, you know, people need to understand that just because that there is a medicine or, you know, some sort of pill, honest to God, I don't watch television anymore. I just don't. But when I did, the commercials, all you see are, it used to be like beer and booze and cigarette commercials. Now it's all medicine and the side effects. And I hear that, and I say, wow, I'd rather have whatever the disease is.
I know, the side effects take up half the commercial.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
So when it comes to something like that, I would ask my doc, okay, hold on, let me try this. And if this doesn't work, then we'll revisit what you're saying. And my doc will always say, go ahead, try whatever you want. It's your body, your time. Right? And
right.
So I have that great relationship with my doctor. I don't know that many – I don't know who does. You know, I don't know how many people do. I've heard people say this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, well, why don't you ask your doctor blah, 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 blah? Well, I don't know. I never thought about it. I'm like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's mainly the old school folks, that generation. That's changing a little bit, too. There's many reasons for this quandary. That could be another show, but I'm glad that you take it in there. You know, you're right. They're actually working for you, and most people don't realize that.
Right. But when there are so many other alternatives, and I don't even like the word alternative, there's so many companion, right? I like companions in health.
Me too.
And
good word.
I think that's a good word. Right, because you are a companion in somebody else's health. But just like somebody that has a DR before their name and an MD after their name, I still have to any medicine given to me in order for it to work properly. I have to be the one to take it as it's supposed to be taken. And anything, I mean, still, it's not the doctor's fault; it's my fault, right? If I'm not taking any desire or anything into making my own life change, why am I paying a doctor, in all honesty, right?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I have to be a champion of my own health, and I like companion health practitioners of various sorts. And you, I think what you do is absolutely phenomenal. And I don't know that people understand, I mean, I know more and more people are becoming aware that they truly are, they are made of atoms, just like electricity. They are the same exact thing, just in a different form. And that very simplifies it, and, you know, and it makes it sound like I've dumbed it all down and I actually don't know what I'm talking about, but I don't want to get into, you know, that kind of conversation, you know, but as long as it spurs somebody to think, right? And I don't want to tell people what to do, but I personally believe that everybody should have all different kinds of companions in their health, especially with new things coming around all the time that they don't even understand, doctors themselves.
No,
and I've shared that story with you before about the Mayo Clinic, and they told me they see 2,000 you know, new cases that they have zero clue about, and I am a part of that. So you know, they don't have all the answers, they truly don't, and I don't know that anybody does, but if we are going to, you know, take part in our health, we have to understand our emotional well-being. That plays a huge part in our stress, and then stress causes what? Right?
Exactly. Yes. Well put.
So getting in down, getting, you know, down to the core, down to the root, which may be an overused word, I don't know, but that's what you do. And
yes.
You help
them. Well, in traditional medicine, that word isn't even used usually. They're not, their world is not generally comprising of finding the root cause. It's treating the symptoms. Sometimes that takes care of the root cause, but more often than not, it doesn't. And they're not interested
right.
in that aspect. It's not part of the paradigm.
Right, because then you have to see a psychologist or a psychiatrist because of something different, right? But
yes, but also not necessarily, again, not being complicated, but why do you keep getting an infection? Why do you keep having an allergy? You know, their modality isn't generally designed to find that out, even physically.
Exactly.
And so there are modalities that can, instead of just taking
right.
a medicine to deal with that occurrence of the symptoms.
Right.
There's a great book out. This can help people really well, I think. It's a short read, and it's a decades-old book, but it sums it up. It's called The Body Electric. And it's by two guys, Robert O. Becker and Gary Selden. And it talks all about what we're talking about, but succinctly.
Okay.
And it's very scientific.
Yeah.
And it was really groundbreaking. So,
Is that book
really
about like a decade old? Because I think I read it.
Oh, no,
a long time
more than
ago.
Decades
okay.
old, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think I read it about a decade ago, so it's,
well,
and that was new for me then. So.
Better late than never, young lady.
I know. I'll arrive at the party at my own time. All wizards do, don't you know? Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, but, you know, it is. It is. There are so many things that can help people feel so much better. And, you know, getting a hold of their emotions and understanding why. I don't even know that you have to understand why you react the way that you do in order to fix it. Because, you know, as when we're young, we're hit with so much that, you know, we're not taught the emotions behind all of this. And so we just kind of store it up and act out accordingly until we, you know, maybe hopefully learn, you know, what our anger, cause of anger is, or, you know, our depression,
well,
or whatever,
to feel better.
To
find that. I don't mean to talk over you, sorry.
No. That's what I want to get to is, have you worked with that type on that energetic level with
yes,
people?
Yes, that's really what I'm always trying to do.
Okay.
I want people to become more aware of what triggers them, what goes on. Because ultimately what I'm trying to do is help people become the masters of their own domain. But they don't have the information. So I find that information, treat it, and then give them the information in the report so they're more aware. And what we're doing is, among many things, but we're attempting to not, they call it entrain, not train, but entrain the neurotransmitters, the responses, and the awareness. And the awareness doesn't have to be like, you know, bing, 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 like on fire in front of their eyes and their brain. It's subtle,
mm-hmm.
but they know.
Right.
They're more aware.
I love that.
So, yeah.
And wouldn't
that's what we're doing.
Just, like, put everybody into your little computer and make everybody more aware, and the world would be such a happy place. You know, I am a dreamer.
If you get a big enough computer, we could do that.
Well,
yeah, but you know what? That's a quaint, nice thought. There's, on another subject, which could be a whole other show, here's what's missing in the vernacular now. It's been a popular where, you know, if I just think it will be. You do have to initiate that thought process sincerely. But there's so many other factors going on in and around us at any given time. There's many, many things we'll have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Quantum physics has taught us that, and this sounds ridiculous, I know, but I'm sure it's true. In any given time, with our, I don't want to say limited six senses, and that includes our intuition, but
mm-hmm.
and they're great, but we're only aware of what's going on in and around ourselves in this 3D realm, about 25 to 30% by far the most. So that means there's a huge amount of determining dynamics going in and around us that influence us that we're not even aware of. And that's not frightening.
Right.
Really, it's just good to know. So we're not smug and thinking we figured it all out and voila. No, there's a lot more to look into and deal with.
Right.
It's okay.
And I don't know I don't know that we're ever going to figure it all out. I don't know that anything is ever going to be all done just because of the human emotion tied to so many things. But, Bill, we have about 60 seconds. I want people to visit you at planetbioscan.me or yourplanetbioscan.com. You have a podcast starting soon, and I want to have you back, and then we can share your podcast as well. We can tout that. But will you come back and be my guest? Because there's so much more we need to discuss.
Yes, I will come back, and if I may add quick, who this helps the most intensely are, number one, pets. Number two, children, especially with trauma and a lot of stuff that's really bothering them. they just seem to respond faster, quicker, deeper. Old crotchety men like myself, we're the toughest to help, but we can still be helped.
I'll tell you, as my son told me when I turned 50 and he was all of 9, my son said to me, "Mom, you're not old. The universe, that's old. You're still a baby." So actually,
well,
what
right.
you are is a crotchety baby.
Crotchety baby. Apropos.
Bill, I enjoy
Apropos.
You immensely. Yeah, thank you so much for being my guest. I do appreciate you, and maybe we can find time again in May, since you are my last guest for April. You come back, and
Ooh.
We'll make some time for May. Will that work for you?
It will work for me. You squeeze me in. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. You take care. You have a great weekend, and thank you so much for your time. And people, don't forget, planetbioscan.me. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Karen. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And that's it for today. Come back next week when we find out a new partner that we have. April will be introducing somebody new to the UCA store. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate all of you. Take care. Have a great day.